is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
That's U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying Tuesday the charges are just one part of the effort to target every aspect of Hamas operations, and he said the actions would not be the last. The World Health Organization said that after its first 2 days, it was ahead of its targets for polio vaccinations in Gaza and had inoculated about a quarter of children under 10 in the enclave. VOA Chef Custer reports.
The polio campaign, which had been sped up after the discovery of the first polio case in a Gazan baby last week, relies on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in specific areas of the besieged enclave. Speaking to reporters in Geneva remotely, WHO representative for the occupied Palestinian territories, Rick Piepercorn, said the campaign's first 2 days were excellent.
So the total number of the first 2 days, children under 10, reached 161,030 children. We had an estimate there would be like 156,500 children in this central zone.
Piepercorn said health teams will move into southern Gaza later this week where they are seeking to reach some 340,000 children. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Officials say that a boat carrying migrants ripped apart in the English Channel as it tried to reach Britain from northern France, and 12 are dead. Dozens of people were plunged into the treacherous waterway. Many did not have life preservers. The Interior Minister says most were believed to be women, some under the age of 18. One official calls it the deadliest migrant accident in the channel this year.